Pirchei Kuna. Like, what's the name? They give him two names here. Raivdim, it says, and now it says Pirchei Kuna. So it's like this. Amri in. Hosom de lemote lemevet avoida. Korole Rubin. The very small kids that were under Bar Mitzvah, they're not fit to do the avoida yet. They're called Raivim. Hosom here with Torah Pirchei means the motel lemevet avoida. They became the age of over Bar Mitzvah, they could do avoida. Therefore, Korole Pirchei. Here they're called Pirchei young ones. And the first to learn that the pshat was that the ones that did not have to do the avoidah, they stood up the whole night. So then we don't care if they get tired the next day, they don't have to do the avoidah the next day. But the pirchei kunah, they had to do the avoidah the next day, they would go to sleep at night. So here it says pirchei kunah, they would go to sleep, they put their pillows down on the floor, and they would sleep on the floor. Yeah. Call the bezayit here. Yeah, call the zayin here. Yeah, now it sounds like this. Correlate Rezum Hochi, the Motla Avoida, correlate Pirchei. Tanan Hosom, learnt over there, Mishnah and Midos, it sounds like this. Tanan Hosom, Bishloisha Makoimis, in three places, Hakanim Shemir Besa Midish, like in our Mishnah here. There are three different chambers where the Kanim used to stay there and watch. We Makan this mitzvah of Shimur, he gives cover to the Besa Midish. The three places were the Besa Tinus, the Besa Nitzuts, or the Besa Moikud, like our Mishnah. But there it says, Bahalavim, Blavim, Bechof Halach Makoimis. They used to watch the Beis Hamikdash in 21 different places. Where were the 21 different places? It was Hei Al Hei Shari Harabayis. On the Harabayis, that's the mountain, first going up to the Beis Hamikdash, there were five shiur, five gates there. So they had five Leviyim by each gate on the Harabayis, and Dalet Al Dalet Pinoisa Mibifnim. And they also had four Leviyim on the four corners of the Harabayis on the inside. This is both done on the inside. Both the Levim were on the gate, inside the gate, and also in the corners on the inside. Now also the same thing they had, Hey Al Hey Shuri Azara. They had five Levim by the five gates going into the Azara, into the Beis Hamikdash itself, not just the Harabayis, but upstairs the Beis Hamikdash. And Vidala Dadali Pinois Mibachutz. It's upstairs on the Beis Hamikdash. Their Levim were outside, on the four corners of the Beis Hamikdash, right outside it. And by the five gates outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's what it says there. Means by the downstairs, the Harabayis, they were inside. But upstairs, by the Beis Hamikdash itself, then they were outside of it. So that's why you have so far, you have 5 and 5, 10 and 8. So far we have 18. Now, Echad B'lishkas HaKorban. One was Lishkas HaKorban. It's 19. V'yechad B'lishkas HaProichias, that's 20. V'yechad HaKur Beis HaKavaris, one in the back of the Beis HaKavaris and back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why you have 21. This was the 21 places where the Levim were. So what's the question? How do we know this? How do we know there were 21 places where the Levim were? So Omar Rav Yehuda Misuria for Yamal and some said the Maestisa taught the Maestisa on the Bryce done like this. The Postes and Divrei Yomim, it says the Chiv LeMizroch HaLevim Shish LeTzvayna. On the east side the Levim were six of them, and so on the east side there were six of them. Yes, this is one Pasik. Yeah. Now the Tzvayna on the north side, Leviyim Arba. There was four of them on the north side. The Negba on the south side, Leviyim Arba is also four. Ule Yasufim Shnayim Shnayim. When they gathered them together, there was two by two. Or some say Sufim is in the storehouse. They used to store things. There were two by two. And Leparvav, what that means, Lamarv on the west side was Arba. There were four. Le Mesila, Shnayim Leparva. There was in the Mesila, to the winding gates, there were a four. Yeah, so this by the Parva, by the west side, there were four of them. And two, yeah, on the other side. Yes. Two by this winding. So kids, that's how you have all these 21 places. More of the question, if you count the cheshmen of all these things, it's more than 21. For the Gemara, Amri Hani Chav Dalet Hevi, it says here there's 24. So we just got finished saying there's only 21. So Amr Abai Yabai Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael, this is what the Pasuk means to say. La Sufim Shnayim Beis. That just says La Sufim Shnayim Shnayim. It doesn't mean four, it only means two. So take away two. Akati still Esrim Vatar Vatrehev is 21, 22. But we only need 21. So Moses says, Heich the Parva, there's one by this last gate, the Parva, Chad Hevi. There's only one really there. And really, the odd that says there were two there, the Achrina Betzav Sudi Yozlu, only wanted to keep him company. Because this parable was all the way at the end of the Beis Hamikdash, like, so they didn't like to be alone there. So therefore, we used to have another one just to keep him company, but not really to watch. So therefore, really, there was only 21 that were watching. The Yosef got bad, he's just done another one stood by him, Mishum Dekoy Yavroi, because this place, the Paravan, we'll see in the Masech Demidus, this was outside, very far away. So therefore, even though there were two, only one was the watchman, the other one was just keeping company. Maila Parav, what does that mean? Maila Parav, Oma Rabba Bar Rashelom, Kamandiyah Makalfi Bar, as if to say it's near the outside. It was the chamber all the way, furthest away. So kids, that's how from this posse we have the right, there were 21 places. Even though it says 24, we take away 3. If you want to be all against you like this, really, the pasuk says there were 24 shemim over here, kedeshiv. But I'll answer you, three of them were kanim, like the Mishnah says, in three places the kanim used to watch. And the yesfim v'chad levim, that says 24, because there were 3 for the kanim, and then there's 21 for levim. For a hochel, for the gemara kashai, for a hochel levim, would you say, why in the pasuk says levim? Mashmur 24 with Leviim. You want to answer me now? It means Kanem and Leviim. Smur says, no, that's not a question. The Yabishua ben Levi, the Yom Yabishua ben Levi, that the Choftal of Mekrim is 24 places. Nikru Kanem Leviim, the Kanem are called Leviim. Vizechemem, these are one of the places. And it says, Vakahanim ha Leviim b'nei Tzadik. See, even though the Apostle says Leviim, it could include Kanem also. Kanem were also included in the Leviim. Now it says here in this Mishnah, Midas, it says that Chamisha, Achamisha, Shari Harabais. You had 5 Levim by the 5 gates coming up into the Harabais on the inside of it. The Yabu Alabo Penaisiv and 4 on the 4 corners of the Harabais, Mitoichle inside it. Then Hey Alhar Alhei Shari Azara. You had another 5 Levim by the 5 gates going into the Azara itself into the Beis Hamikdash. The Yabu Alabo Penaisiv and 4 on the 4 corners of the Beis Hamikdash. Mivachutz. There they were on the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is, how come by the Harabayis here it says that they were on the inside of the Harabayis, inside the gates, inside the corner? By the Beis Hamikdash itself, upstairs by the Beis Hamikdash, there the Avdin of Achutz, there we say the Leviim were by the gates, outside the gate, or outside the corners. So I'm going to tell you like this, Harabayis, the Toma, if the Levi gets tired, or boy, he wants to sit down and go to sleep, like we even sit down. Yosef is allowed to sit down. On the Harabai, he's allowed to sit down. His army, therefore, I'll tell you, Amrina and Mitoichai, let him stay ready inside. It's more safe, it's more nicer. Let him watch from inside. But Azorah, but inside the base of Mikdash already, over there, the Toma, if he gets tired. Oh boy, Lemaisi, you want to rest and sit down. Let Motsi Yosef, and not allowed to sit down in the base of Mikdash. Because the Yom Amar, we learned, and yeshiva b'yazorot, nobody's allowed to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash. Elu l'malchus beis David b'vad, only the malchus beis David, only king of beis David, is allowed to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash. If so, therefore, we say better, these watchmen that have to watch the whole night and the whole day, b'bachutz, let them watch from outside the Beis Hamikdash. Just in case they get very tired, they're going to have to sit down, they won't be doing an aveira. So therefore, we do not want them to be watching inside, rather to be watching outside. Oh, Mama, what we just say, Hey, Al, Hey, Shari Azara, there were 5 Levim watching by the 5 gates going into the Azara. So, most the question is that true? To Hey, Shurim, who the heavy Azara, is it true that there were 5 gates going into the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara? Is that true? Or, in minu, I have a question. It says, Zion Shurim, heavy Azara. It says there were 7 gates going into the Beis Hamikdash. Gimel B'tzofen, 3 on the north side. The Gimel B'dorim, 3 on the south side. The Yechav and Mizrach, one on the east side. So it's a theory. Here it says 5, here it says 7. So Rabbi Abai answers no. Trei minayel or tzrich hashirim, I'll tell you there's no theory. Havada, there were 7 gates. But just the north side and the south side that had 6 gates, 3 and 3, it was enough just to have 2 and 2 shomer, like the middle gate, and not near the shomer. Since they were close together, it's enough just to have 2 watchmen on the tzofin, and 2 watchmen on the dorim, and one on the Mizrach. So that's why even though there are only 5 watchmen, there were like 7 gates. Rav says, no, if I'm it's like a machlekes tanoim, exactly how many gates there were in the Azara. The Tanya would learn like this, Ein Perchsin Meyud Gimugas Borim. There's also, there's a Mishnah in Shkolim we had, that in the Beis Hamikdash you can't have less than 13 gizborim. People in charge there can't have less than 13 gizborim. You can't have. Or Mizayin Amachlin, another type of person that's in charge there, you have at least 7 of them. Rabbi Nosson Neima Ein Perchsin Miyud Gimel Gizborim, he says he can't have less than 13 gizborim, and he says, why? Kineged Yud Gimel Sharim, kineged the 13 gates that there were. So where do you get 13 gates? It must be Dal Chamishadev the Harabais. Take away the 5 gates that were coming into the Harabais. So Parshalu Tim, you have 8 left over the Azara. So you see, there's a Mandiyam and holds, there were 8 gates in the Azara, not 5, not 7, but 8. Alma, what do we see? The Yikotan of the Army Timna. In the Tana holds, there were 8 gates going into the Azara. Heavy. If so, the Yikotan of the Yom Shiva, the Yikotan of the Yom Chemish Heavy. One Tana tells there were 8. Now it's not a kasha, it says Samach Lekis. The one Tana holds, there were only 7. And one Tana, like our Bryce here, is going, there were only 5. There were 5 gates after we have only the 5 Levium. Senechlam it is sent to Samach Lekis Taka, exactly how many gates there were in the Beis Hamikdash. Now it says about Lohoy Yishon Levi B'Kodesh. The Kohanim did not go to sleep wearing the begodim. So Moros Medayik Shinuhu Deloy. Mash Moni, they didn't go to sleep with it. Maybe it's not nice, it's not covered to go to sleep in the big dekuna. Avol Hiloch Mahalchem. But if they wanted to walk around with them even after they did the avoda, Mash Moni, they're allowed to. Even though what Lohoy the big dekuna had kedusha on it. So Shamat Minov. Now we have a proof that big dekuna nitnu lehenes ben. That it's mutter for the Kohanim to have enough in the big dekuna, even though it's made from Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish, but vice of the fraud be l'nitnu teru l'malchi asharus, they can't help themselves. If they're wearing the begodim, they can't take it off the second they get finished. So they would be allowed to walk around with it. So therefore, walking around with it is mutter. Just to sleep, that's the design, we don't let them sleep with it. The time walking around, the smashmir would be mutter. Smar says, no, there's no proof. Ami, I tell you. Who I didn't really tell you, Yishonim. Really, I tell you, used to go to sleep. Who are din dafilu hiluch nami loy? Could be you're not allowed to walk around with it either. And if I'm even walking, maybe it's also. I bought it, turn lohoy yishon. How can the Mishnah says not to sleep in it? Mishnah the boiler missed the seifa. Because they want the safe shot in the safe. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. The boiler missed the sefer elo pushtin and makaflin and manichin oisim takas rashayim. They want to say a chiddush what they did with it. That at night time they took them off and they used to fold them up and put them near their heads. So that's the chiddush over here. Therefore, katoni reishanam lohoi yishonam. Therefore, the reish also says they did not sleep with it. Venech nami could be who I did when they get finished doing the avodah. Right away they have to take off their begodim. It's kedush, it's hegdish. They can't stop and enjoy themselves with it. When they're walking around, maybe it's also awesome. Just the Mishnah thinks it's a Chiddush, though, unless he was doing the Avodah and then he went right to sleep, he has to take them off. And the Chiddush is, what does he do with them? He folds them up, puts them down next to his head. The question is, why? V'agufa kakasha, it's a kasha by itself. It says a munich in oisant akas for shayim, that you're allowed to put it underneath the head. Poshtim means they use it as a pillow. And so, shimamina big dekuna nitin lenispem. Again, this should be a proof. You're allowed to have enough in big dekuna. Because if you hold this asa bano, how could they use it for a pillow? How could you have a no from it? Samar says, no, aimer means rather that naked rishayim. They put these clothing not under the head for a pillow, but they put it on the side of the head, just like to watch it there. And Omar Papa, Papa says, if so, shemamin, here we have a proof that tefillin minatzad shayim, that if you want to sleep at night, you want to put down your tefillin, you got to put it down on the side right next to your head. And v'loy chashinu, we're not afraid. Dilma Mindigdar Vinoflalayu. Maybe while you're sleeping you roll over and put your head on top of the tefillin, that would be a bizoyin. So maybe there should be a gzeira not to keep your tefillin near your head. So Kamashma, no, we don't make this gzeira. Of course over here also, if we'll be afraid maybe you'll roll over, how you allowed to put your big dekuna right next to your head, let's be afraid you roll over and have a no from it. Elamai, we don't make any gzeiras, we're not afraid you roll over. So just like you're allowed to put your big dekuna next to your head, who are then you're allowed to put your tefillin also next to your head.
Yeah.
So Mora says, Hochinami Mistav, this is the svar also. The keneged rishayim, that used to put the begodim not underneath the head for a pillow, but on the side of the head.
Why? Because the Yam Nefina tell me Tachas Hashem they really put underneath the head for a real like pillow. If son he didn't let us, but even if you want to tell me the head would be that you're out of half a north from Big Dekuna, like that was the Tanai. Maybe when they first made the Big Dekuna, even though it was made from Higdish, they made it Tanai that whoever wants half a north, they can have a north from it. But if, even if you want to say like that, but still, Tev should be worse. Tev Nikolay though, Mishramisa the Klayim. But here, at least the Gartel of the Kohen had climb in it. So he has to have to twir Peshas Avodah. But afterwards, for sure, he wouldn't be allowed to put his head down on top of it to have enough on the Kohen. So what's his let's